up-to-date treatments to help you look and feel your best.
This is Full-Time Catholic Radio for Southeast Michigan, 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the Internet at WDEO.net.
Catholic Connection is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Welcome to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo, keeping you connected to your faith and your world. Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness. And now, here's Teresa Tomeo.
Good morning. This is not Teresa Tomeo. My name is Christine Schicker, and I am sitting in for Teresa Tomeo, who is still struggling with laryngitis. So we keep Teresa in our thoughts and our prayers, and we hope, Teresa, that if you're listening, that you recover soon. We miss you here on Ave Maria and on Catholic Connection. As I said, I'm Christine Schicker. I am sitting in for Teresa, and I am part of the EWTN marketing team. And just to let you know a little bit about me and the team that I work with, there are a team of EWTN marketing folks who work across the country, and we have the privilege of traveling around the country talking with people about EWTN. As many of you, I'm sure, are aware, our foundress, Mother Angelica, just last Monday, celebrated her 92nd birthday. And you know, when I am traveling around the country talking with folks, people always ask me how Mother Angelica is doing. And just to let you all know, she is doing well. She is resting very comfortably, and the nuns take very good care of her. And she just, like I said, celebrated her 92nd birthday, which is truly amazing. And what she started with EWTN, the Global Catholic Television Network, is truly a gift to all of us Catholics and so many non-Catholics as well. Without Mother Angelica's trust in the Lord and faith that God would bring her through so many trials and challenges, we wouldn't have Global Catholic Television, we wouldn't have Ave Maria Radio, we wouldn't have the National Catholic Register, we wouldn't have the amazing resource that EWTN is to bring so many of us more information about our Catholic faith. It's an opportunity to learn more about our Catholic faith, to become involved in our Catholic faith, and to really learn to love our Catholic faith. As many of you who are listening now, you learn so much from Teresa and all of her amazing guests. And because of Mother Angelica's yes and trust in the Lord, we are able to grow in our Catholic faith, and we are able to then take that faith, fall in love with it, and then our mission is to go out and share our Catholic faith with others. And actually, that's one of the things that we do on the EWTN marketing team. Like I said, we travel all around the country and we talk to so many people about what EWTN is and how others can get involved with EWTN. For instance, this last Saturday, I had the opportunity for one of those special chances to talk with so many Catholics about EWTN. I had the opportunity to attend the Diocese of Lansing Catholic Men's Conference, which was held at St. Mary Magdalene Church in Brighton, Michigan. And at that conference, I had the opportunity to meet hundreds of Catholic men who listen to Ave Maria and Good Shepherd Radio and who love EWTN. I had so many of these men come up to me and say, you know, EWTN has changed my life. Listening to Ave Maria has impacted my heart and brought me back to the church. Listening to Good Shepherd Radio, I learned so much more about my Catholic faith that I didn't know, or maybe I forgot. And so many people have maybe fallen away from the Catholic faith. But because of EWTN, because of Ave Maria Radio, because of Good Shepherd Radio, they've learned about their Catholic faith, and they've fallen in love with that Catholic faith once again. So we are grateful to Mother Angelica and to EWTN. So grateful to Ave Maria and Teresa Tomeo and all of the Catholic radio stations across the country who have brought so many souls back to the Catholic faith. And when we find something that we love in our lives, don't we want to share that with somebody else? You know, if we go to a restaurant where we've had a really great meal, don't we want to tell our family and friends that they should try that particular restaurant? Or if we go to a movie that we've really been uplifted by, don't we want to share that? The same thing is true when it comes to our Catholic faith. When we go to our local church and we've heard an amazing message from our priest, or we've attended a national Catholic conference or a local Catholic conference, and our hearts have been touched, don't we want to share that good news with other people? Well, I want to share something with you as an EWTN representative. Did you know that you can do just that when it comes to EWTN? You know, this weekend, like I said, I met so many people, so many men, Catholic men, young and old. It was a beautiful sight to see fathers there with their sons, a whole church just filled with Catholic men really longing to learn more about their Catholic faith. And they said to me in our conversations that EWTN had changed their lives. And we talked about how do they go out into their world, into their local churches and into their local communities, and share that good news about EWTN that has had such a positive impact on their lives. How do they share that with others? Well, I wanted to let you know that there is a team of EWTN volunteers called the EWTN Media Missionaries. You know, since EWTN's founding, the network's mission has been to spread the eternal word and to teach others that Jesus Christ is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. And through EWTN missionary volunteers, they respond to that mission by sharing the message of the gospel through EWTN. How can you help? Let me tell you a little bit about how you can help spread the word about EWTN and about Ave Maria Radio and about all other sources of our Catholic faith. You can help create awareness of EWTN Global Catholic Network in your local parish and community by becoming an EWTN media missionary. It's a volunteer assist. These volunteers rather assist us with very, very simple tasks, such as placing free EWTN program schedules in your local parish in the back where they have all sorts of great information about our Catholic faith. And you could very simply put EWTN programming schedules in the back in the informational booth. And you can also offer periodic bulletin announcements. You can hang up simple flyers and posters. Certainly with the Holy Father's visit coming to the United States later this year, EWTN is going to cover those events wall to wall, so you can let your fellow parishioners know about where they can see that information right on EWTN. You can simply visit the EWTN Media Missionaries website at EWTNmissionaries.com, and there you can find out the many different ways that you can help promote EWTN. So I just wanted to let you know that there's so many different ways that you can help spread the message, help spread the gospel message of your Catholic faith. And if you have been touched by EWTN television or EWTN radio through Ave Maria, go to EWTNmissionaries.com and see how you might continue to help spread the word about EWTN. Well, if you're just joining us, if you're just tuning in, I wanted to reintroduce myself. I'm Christine Schicker. I work with EWTN, and I'm sitting in for the still ailing Teresa Tamio. And since she's been sick for a few days now, I just thought we would all join together in prayer and lift her up. So if you would join with me in prayer for Teresa, that she would soon recover and get back to all of us. I know that we all miss her. So if you'll join me in prayer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Jesus, divine healer and physician of the sick, we turn to you in this time of illness. O dearest comforter of the troubled, alleviate our worry and sorrow with your gentle love, and grant Teresa the grace and strength to accept this burden. Dear God, we place our worries in your hands. We place our sick under your care, and we humbly ask that you would restore your servant Teresa to health again. Above all, Grant us the grace to acknowledge your will and know that whatever you do for the love of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I wanted to let you know that we've got a great hour coming up. Nick Tom, executive producer of Cresta in the Afternoon, will be here to talk with us about a great conference coming up that Ave Maria is hosting, What in the World is Real? Nick will talk to us about that conference. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, Pastor Levon Ewell will be joining us to talk about a demonstration happening in early May down at Coble Hall. So we've got a great hour. I hope you will stay tuned. Once again, I'm Christine Schicker sitting in for Teresa Tomeo, and now we'll get to the news. A crew of Los Angeles County firefighters is headed to Nepal to help people impacted by a massive earthquake. Jason Campadonia has details.
Governor Jerry Brown approved sending the highly trained crew of 57, which goes by the name Urban Search and Rescue Task Force. The team has been sent to areas to help local emergency operations after Hurricane Katrina, the 2011 Japanese earthquake and tsunami, and the 2013 Oklahoma tornadoes, as well as several other major disasters. The 7.8 earthquake hit near the densely populated capital of Kathmandu and toppled buildings, damaged the country's infrastructure, and killed more than 3,000 people. Jason Campadonia.
Big crowds are expected to attend today's funeral for an African-American Baltimore man who died after being injured as police took him into custody. Freddie Gray suffered a severe spinal injury while being taken into custody earlier this month. Video of his arrest shows him being dragged by police. The death has set off protests around the Baltimore area. Most of those demonstrations have been peaceful, but things did get out of hand over the weekend, with cop cars being trashed and a few dozen people placed under arrest. The city's top cop says New York has come a long way in improving police-community relations. Mitch Leiby reports.
Remember all the tension that existed between Mayor de Blasio and the police unions following the chokehold death of Eric Garner on Staten Island? Well, Police Commissioner Bill Bratton says that's all gone now.
I think that public sentiment really came behind the mayor as the event went forward. And I think the raw emotions, two police officers murdered, have healed somewhat in the city.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Bratton adds there's been a dramatic improvement in the crime situation in America, which he says has gotten lost in the headlines. Mitch Levy, New York.
A controversial book about Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton claims she sold diplomatic favors when she was Secretary of State.
It's a very extensive pattern. This is not one or two examples. There are 11 instances, and I think when you have one or two examples, it's coincidence. When you have this many, to me, it's a trend.
On Fox News Sunday, Arthur Peter Schweitzer said his book, Clinton Cash, reveals countries and companies receiving benefits after donating to the Clinton Foundation. Last week, the nonprofit organization announced plans to audit and redo several tax returns to show there are no conflicts of interest. One of the most vocal opponents of same-sex marriage says no matter what the Supreme Court may say on the issue, the debate will continue.
The court is not going to settle this issue. In fact, I think it does a disservice to both sides if the court weighs in on public policy like this.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Family Research Council President Tony Perkins called the redefinition of marriage to include same-sex unions an attack on religious people. He suggested polls indicating a majority of Americans support gay marriage are skewed. The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments on the state bans of same-sex marriage Tuesday. A new report says 2014 persecution of Christians in China was the worst in decades. The report by the Texas-based China Aid Association says government crackdowns came as Communist Party leaders worried that church growth threatens the party's control of the country. China Aid reports more than 570 cases of religious persecution last year, overwhelmingly against Christians and Christian churches. It's a 300% increase over the previous year's 143 cases. The Boston Marathon bomber's attorney will begin trying today to keep Dzhokhar Tsarnaev off of death row. The defense begins presenting its case for why the 21-year-old former college student should spend the rest of his life in prison and not be executed. Tsarnaev's lawyers are expected to try to convince the jury that his older brother, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, led, if not forced him, to take part in the building and placing the bombs near the finish line of the race in April of 2013. A former national security advisor is defending U.S. drone strikes after it came out last week that an American hostage was killed in one.
There was a determination made that these were military facilities against action should be taken. And that was a result of hundreds of hours of surveillance, of all kinds of analysis, and red teaming. And that assessment was true.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Tom Donilon said nothing can be 100% certain in a war zone, but January's attack followed proper procedures. He also defended the strike against critics who said the American al-Qaeda members killed deserved due process. Donilon said the military facility was the target of the attacks and not the two who just happened to be there at the time. Opening statements are scheduled today in the Colorado Theater massacre trial. James Holmes is accused of killing 12 and wounding dozens of others nearly 3 years ago at a theater in the Denver suburb of Aurora. Holmes is pleading not guilty by reason of insanity. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. A former Republican presidential nominee has no interest in the number two job.
The vice president has two duties. One is to inquire daily as to the health of the president, and the other is to break a tie vote in the United States Senate. I'm not interested.
On CNN's State of the Union, Senator John McCain said he could contribute more as chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee than as vice president. The Arizona Republican repeated his endorsement of the South Carolina Senator, Lindsey Graham. He also continued his criticism of Kentucky Senator Rand Paul for a lack of foreign relations experience. And finally, a Minnesota woman is in critical condition after falling nearly 50 feet during a hike in Waterfall Canyon in Utah. It took first responders a while to get to the 19-year-old because of her location in the woods.
My understanding is that she had actually, while she was climbing, a rock come loose from under her foot. She lost her footing, and that's where she fell.
Brandon Toll with the Weber County Sheriff's Office says emergency crews airlifted her to the hospital after discovering she had serious injuries to her head and arm. Investigators are still trying to determine what caused her to fall. That is the news. I'm Christine Schicker filling in for Teresa Tamio. Teresa, if you're listening, we're keeping you all in our thoughts and our prayers, and we hope that you return in full health as soon as possible. Stay tuned. We've got a great hour coming up. Nick Tom, executive producer for Cresta in the Afternoon, will join us to talk about a great conference coming up hosted by Ave Maria Radio. The name of that conference is What in the World is Real? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Nick Tom.
Ann Arbor Smiles is a state-of-the-art dental practice led by the talents of doctors Dan Kennedy, Chris Marzoni, and Stephen Gray. One of their many satisfied patients is Debbie Herbeck, the wife of Fire on the Earth host Peter Herbeck.
For the past 25 years, our family has been going to Drs. Kennedy and Marzoni, and we've been receiving quality dental care. And one of the things we love about going there, besides all the friendly faces, is that the dentists really do know us, and they're really there to serve the needs of our family.
Go to AnnArborSmiles.com today.
Catholic Connection is brought to you in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com, your national and local online business directory, connecting Christian business professionals with Catholic consumers. Advertisers have taken a stand to support Christian family values in the marketplace. It's important to support businesses that embrace life and promote the gospel of Christ. And at CatholicBusinessPages.com, business professionals have taken that stand. CatholicBusinessPages.com, a great place to get connected.
Did you know that Ave Maria Town in Southwest Florida is really growing?
Tell me about it.
Ave Maria truly is one of the nation's fastest-growing master-planned new home communities.
Is that because there's no snow?
Well, the weather sure helps, but Ave Maria, Florida is a unique place.
How so?
The town of Ave Maria has been designed as a hometown for the 21st century, a place where residents of different generations and backgrounds can find all they need to live life to the fullest. School, shopping, employment opportunities, and more. In addition, the presence of Ave Maria University, a Catholic university that is both excellent and affordable.
Sounds great. What else?
Houses are being sold starting in the low 200s with several communities to choose from. There's a private Catholic K-12 school along with golf, bike trails, a fitness center, not to mention several daily masses and adoration within walking distance.
So how can I arrange a visit?
Call Carol at 239-249-2111. That's Carol Carpenter at Berkshire Hathaway, 239-249-2111.
Welcome back to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo. For those of you who are just joining us, I am not Teresa Tomeo. She is still ailing and suffering from laryngitis, so we are keeping Teresa in our thoughts and in our prayers. I'm Christine Schicker with EWTN. I'm sitting in today for Teresa Tomeo. And joining me in studio is a familiar voice here on Ave Maria Radio, but not so familiar in the morning. Joining me is executive producer of Crest in the Afternoon, Nick Tom. Nick, thanks so much for coming in so early. It's great to have you. Good to see you, my friend.
Face to face, even.
Exactly. I know. We've seen each other at various conferences around the country so many times, but it's great to be here in the Ave Maria studios right with you. How's it going?
Yes. Going quite well, as long as we have a great turnout for our conference coming up May 9th.
Yes. I just recently heard about this conference. It's called What in the World is Real?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, Nick, about this conference coming up, sponsored by Ave Maria.
Yeah, it's going to be a day-long conference on Saturday, May 9th. It's only 2 weeks away. It's going to be a full day, 9:30 to 4:30. And it's called, as you mentioned, What in the World is Real? What do we do when our news is infotainment and our worship is entertainment? When our boys learn about girls through porn and our girls regard their body images with scorn? When our heroes are celebrities and our marriages are mere arrangements? When advertising is about the fantastic falsehoods and holiness about mere happiness? Image versus reality, detecting the superficial in today's world.
You know, it really sounds like a lot. If we look truly at our culture and what's going on, there seems to be a lack of truth or a lack of what is real. And you just mentioned sort of at the start of your description of this upcoming conference, when our news is infotainment and our worship is entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard a lot of young people and maybe even not so young people talk about when they go to Holy Sunday Mass, that the reason, one of the reasons that they don't go is they're not entertained.
Right.
We don't go to Mass to be entertained, right? And but that's one of the topics you're going to talk about at this upcoming conference.
Yeah, that's one of the topics that Al is going to discuss. He's going to talk about the way in which our world is composed of innumerable well-crafted images and news stories and things that are intended to entertain rather than provide information. So like you said, a great example is the church.
Right.
Another great example is advertising. Advertising exists news exists to entertain and to keep you, keep viewers watching for the purpose of advertising.
Exactly.
It's not primarily about the truth and about news. It is a commercial enterprise which exists to make money for its investors and the owners. And, you know, some news organizations have... you know, there's an effort to present news in an unbiased and fair way. But, you know, if you're really honest about it, 24-hour news networks, NBC, MSNBC caters to the left.
Yes.
Fox News caters to the right.
Yes.
Might be taking some people off by saying that Fox caters to the right, but it does.
I mean,
there is a right-wing bias on Fox. There is a ultra-left-wing bias on MSNBC,
yes.
And there's a somewhat liberal bias on CNN. But the MSNBC existed after CNN, and Fox News existed after CNN. They were trying to cater to a specific market.
Exactly.
To challenge
CNN.
So, I mean, that's kind of beside the point. But
the central point is about the news media, excuse me, existing for advertising. How we moved from news gathering to news making has kind of made the viewer dumb.
Well, and I just to build on what you're saying about some of these news stations, whatever news channel people listen to or tune into, you know, the purpose of, I always was hoping that the purpose of these news channels was really to deliver the news and educate us as consumers of what was going on, not only in our local region and in our nation, but around the world. And as I tune in to some of these news channels, I have noticed that it's becoming more about entertainment rather than the news. You know, they do a lot of these cooking segments, or they talk about, you know, the new movies coming up. They have different guests, you know, and all of that is well and good, but it seems to me that a lot of these news channels, rather than delivering information and the news, are really, like you said, trying to entertain us more than giving us the news and educating us. So I feel like we all come out of even watching news channels kind of dumbed down, and we don't understand, like, what is real? Just the title of this conference. What's real? What's really going on? The purpose is, again, like you said, is to be entertained.
Al calls it infotainment.
Infotainment. That's exactly right.
That's right on. If you look at the terrible coverage of Islam as a religion of peace, you look at Westboro Baptist Church as the Christian equivalent of ISIS. Mm-hmm. You look at the coverage of Indiana's RFRA laws, Teresa's experience on Let It Rip that she's talked about, we've talked about. Advertising and the branding of the heart is one of the areas that Al is going to talk about. Worship transformed from an active work of sacrifice. excuse me. Teresa is going to, let me...
Teresa and Al are going to be the guest speakers,
right?
Yeah,
we're going to have two talks each.
Okay.
And we're going to have an enormous amount of time for Q&A.
Okay.
This is going to be very image and video
excellent.
Directive. So we're going to have lots of images of, lots of videos on advertising and the news industry. Teresa will have a lot on the news industry in particular, her background, and the problem of body image for women. So she's going to, one of her talks is All the News That's Fit to Twist. And how and why today's mass media never let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Right. So we're just don't want to talk about what's real, what the facts are. We just want to be entertained, infotainment.
And, of course, everyone knows that Teresa has a long career in both secular and Catholic media. So she has an insider's perspective on how to make a difference, how we can make a difference in today's culture, both in the media, at our homes, and in the culture.
Right.
And she's also going to talk about recent examples from contemporary culture about how the mass media is manipulating images, manipulating information to sell products and to sell agendas. There's a couple papal quotes that we're going to try and really flush out.
Okay.
As making John Paul II Benedict prophet.
Wow.
So John Paul II said, a given culture reveals its overall understanding of life through the choices it makes in production and consumption. It is here the phenomenon of consumerism arise.
Wow. That is kind of prophesying,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Exactly.
Wow.
We also have John Paul saying, it is not wrong to want to live better. What is wrong is a lifestyle which is presumed to be better when it is directed towards having rather than being. And so you mentioned this whole advertising thing. A couple stats. Advertising works because in the average year, a child sees 20,000 television commercials. And each day, the average American sees 61 minutes of ads on screens, not just television, but internet, TV, mobile screens, billboards, iPads, 61 minutes of ads.
Those numbers are astonishing, just astonishing. And kids that young seeing that many, what was the number again for kids?
20,000.
20,000 messages. In a year. That's amazing. You know, I have to share with you when, before I got, before I came to work in the Catholic industry, I worked out in New York City for two different cable television stations. And so when you talk about how the programming is really geared towards the advertising, I can tell you, having worked in those industries and for those cable stations, that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
It's the advertising dollars that pays and brings in the revenue. And so everything is geared towards those ads. And so the astonishing numbers, Nick, that you just shared with us, are they should be really eye-opening if they're not already. For those of you who are just tuning in, I am Christine Schicker with EWTN, filling in for Teresa Tamio. Joining me in studio is executive producer of Cresta in the Afternoon, Nick Tom. We are talking about an upcoming conference that Ave Maria is hosting called What in the World is Real? This conference is going to take place on Saturday, May 9th, so it's coming up in less than 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a full day of talks by Al Cresta and Teresa Tamio. And Nick, you're sharing with us a little bit more about some of the topics that are going to be addressed at this conference. Do you have some more information for us to let our listeners know what they can expect?
It becomes so overwhelming when you talk about these 20,000 TV commercials that that children are seeing 61 minutes of ads every single day that you consume. Again, you know, just billboards, iPhone. I mean, scroll through your Facebook feed. And
it's ridiculous, isn't it?
If you spend even a modicum of time on Facebook, you're going to see 20, 30 ads just, you know, on your sidebar. So it really becomes overwhelming. One of the examples is, it may seem strange, but grocery stores.
Grocery stores.
Yeah. So back in 1976, American grocery stores carried about 9,000 items. Seems like a lot, right?
Okay, yeah. As you walk up and down the aisles, I was just at the grocery store on Saturday afternoon. Yeah, lots of products.
Now, 30 years later, your average large, you know, Kroger or Meijer or whatever.
Sure.
30,000 items.
I mean, more than triple.
You find, if you just want a can of clam chowder soup, you got the three or four to choose from.
Right.
And it roughly triple the amount. And psychologists are now saying that compulsive shopping is an addiction, just like mental illness or disorders. They express themselves through irrational and frequent purchasing.
Well, look at all of the home shopping channels that are on, you know, people who are addicted to television. Now, it's good if you're addicted to EWTN television, but not so much these home shopping networks. They're constantly bombarding you with products and telling you how much you need.
Ones.
Exactly. How much you need
it,
these products. Yes.
But they exist because they work, because they sell a
lot of product. That's exactly right. And it's just astonishing. So 30,000 items in a local grocery store, more than triple.
Yeah. And it becomes so overwhelming that these advertisers have to now become more salacious. They have to figure out a way to stand out.
Right.
And a lot of that ends up being in a sexual nature. They have to bombard you even further so that they say it takes seven impressions to really
make an impact.
Right. And so you also see this this trend of having icons or things that aren't really related to your product, but these things become iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Think about Marlboro Man. It's not a cigarette.
Right.
It's an image. Ronald McDonald. It's not a hamburger. That's what they're selling, but Ronald McDonald's an icon.
Right.
The Jolly Green Giant. I'm not even sure what he is supposed to be.
Right.
He's a giant vegetable. We've got Betty Crocker, Energizer Bunny, Pillsbury Doughboy. I mean, you can continue. Al's got 20 of these on the list.
Wow.
Michelin Man, Tony the Tiger. They're
incredible.
Icons, and they're meant for you to... strangely enough, to relate to these icons rather than the product. But once you start relating, you tie it to the product.
Right. And they just, it's a way to sort of rope you in, to bring you in, that you need more vegetables or you need more sugary cereal or you need whatever you need.
Yeah.
Just buy, kind of taking us away from what the truth is, what's real. Again, back to the name of the conference, what in the world is real? So,
and I've been highlighting advertising probably a little too much because that's just one component.
Sure.
It's going to do a lot on body image and how how that affects girls. I mean,
yes.
They're in today's image
driven culture,
heavy,
right,
image heavy world. The problem of body image among women is extraordinary, you can speak to this better than I can. Girls, unless you are an airbrushed supermodel, you think you're not the average girl.
Right.
When the statistics, I don't have them right on
sure.
hand, but you know the sizes and weight and everything. That's what's normal.
Mm-hmm.
But and we have some videos that show a model being airbrushed and touched up and, you know, slimmed down. And, I mean, even some of these supermodels are not that attractive. They're only
without the makeup and
exactly.
without the clothes, without the fan blowing their hair.
Exactly.
You know, it's really interesting that we're talking about image and when it comes to the truth and what's important, you know, we are all, every single one of us, are created in the image and likeness of God. Mm-hmm. We are all unique. We are all special in His eyes. And so to not concentrate on what makes us all unique, different heights, different weights, different sizes, different looks, different hair color, different eye color, everything that makes each of us an individual, God did for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
He has a purpose for all of our lives. But the culture is saying to us, we need to conform to what this quote-unquote image is
yeah.
to be perfect. And that's not really what's real. So I'm glad that Teresa will be addressing this topic in this upcoming conference. Again, if you're just tuning in, I am Christine Schicker with EWTN, joined in studio by Nick Tom, who is the executive producer of Cresta in the Afternoon. We're talking about an upcoming conference, What in the World is Real, hosted by Ave Maria Radio. It's going to take place on Saturday, May 9th, from 9:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. It's going to take place at the Ford Motor Company Conference and Event Center in Dearborn.
Venue.
Okay, and as we were talking, Al Cresta and Teresa Tomeo are going to be the keynote speakers.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, it sounds like an amazing conference. Who should attend this conference?
Everyone.
Everyone. In a word, everyone.
I think fathers need to bring their daughters because the evidence is overwhelming. Just statistically incredible that when fathers are involved in their daughter's life and continue to compliment them and treat them like their princesses they are, the amount of sexual activity and the amount of consciousness, the amount of
confidence.
Yeah, confidence. Yes, great word.
Confidence and self-esteem.
Yes.
That these young ladies have, and they grow up to be, and will grow up to have. I know I have a very special relationship with my father, and we're very close. And he, you know, he constantly is telling me that he loves me, that he's proud of me, that it's just a beautiful relationship for fathers to have yeah. with their daughters.
Yep.
And certainly, like this last Saturday, I was at a conference, the Diocese of Lansing Catholic Men's Conference.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful sight for me to see fathers with their sons, too. So it's important for fathers and mothers
yeah.
to learn more about what's real and attend this
about,
conference.
What boys are going to face as they grow up in this culture, which is so heavily sex-laden. That's important. We need couples need to be there so they can see how influenced they and their children are by this advertising, the world of advertising. So that to say, everyone
needs to attend this conference. Once again, it's called What in the World is Real? Image versus Reality, Detecting the Superficial in Today's World. And this conference couldn't come at a better time. Nick, where can our listeners get more information and buy tickets for the conference?
You can go to AveMariaRadio.net. There's a big, right in the middle of the page, there's a big banner. It will take you to the registration site, and it'll also give you more information at the registration site. It's $40 per ticket,
okay.
Which will include a pretty darn good lunch.
if nothing else, come for the lunch.
And it's $50 at the door. It's the beautiful venue,
okay.
The Ford Convention Center. It's right across from the Henning Ford Museum.
Wow, great.
In Greenfield Village. And we moved it a little bit east. We've had a couple conferences here in Ann Arbor, but it's been hard for the Eastsiders and those living in
sure.
the Detroit area to make it over. So we're hoping that our large Ann Arbor base will, it's only, 20, 25 I mean, especially on a Saturday,
right.
There's not going to be traffic. And that way, we want people from Novi and Livonia and
I'm the planning on coming down from Lansing.
Excellent.
So, yes.
So, please attend. This is probably one of the most important conferences that we have put on.
All right, everybody. You heard it from Nick Tom, executive producer from Crest in the Afternoon. Please join Ave Maria Radio for What in the World is Real. Again, it takes place on Saturday, May 9th. The doors open at 9 a.m. You can go to AveMariaRadio.net for more information. Nick, thank you so much for coming in
thank
early
you,
and
Christine.
Joining me on the air. It's great to see you in person.
Doing a great job.
Thank you, sir. Stay with us, everybody. Joining us soon is Pastor Levon Yule, who will be talking to us about another event happening in the Detroit area. We'll be right back with Pastor Levon Yule.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. And I say also to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This passage from Matthew describes the commission of Peter, given to him at Banias, ancient Caesarea Philippi, before the great rock of the pagan shrine, known to be one of the gates of the underworld. Realizing that the gates of hell have it in for us may give us pause, but no one has ever been attacked by a gate. It's a defensive measure. The prince of this world is on the defensive, which means that we are on the offensive. The gates of hell will not pursue us. Rather, we, the church militant, will attack the gates to set the captives free. We are already equipped and commissioned to raid and poach in Satan's territory and rescue souls out from under him. Are you ready for the task at hand?
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
Hi, I'm Greenwell Frazita with Secure My Funds, and I've had the pleasure of serving people here in Metro Detroit for over 20 years. And let me tell you, when it comes to money and investing, 2015 is going to look very different from the last several years. Do you have a retirement plan from your current or former employer? Here's a smart money tip. You can take control of that money now and roll it over to an IRA in your own name. An IRA that can grow safely and without market risk and provide lasting income for you and your spouse when you retire. How you position your retirement money today could have a big, big impact on your retirement income down the road. Take the right steps to protect your retirement money now. If you're not sure how, let me show you. For informative literature or a free consultation, give me a call at 888-255-1831. That's 888-255-1831 or visit securemyfunds.com.
Advisory services offered through CoreCap Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
What makes Advanced Dentistry Center unique? While all dentists preach comfort, Dr. Mahdi uses laser technology with many of his patients. The laser's precise work allows for faster healing on periodontal pockets and root canals while diminishing the risk for bacteria to linger, giving you and your family the results you want. Here's Dr. Mahdi.
Using laser for treating gum disease will reduce your chance of needing further treatment, like advanced gum surgeries, and also will increase your chance of saving your teeth for the rest of your life.
And Advanced Dentistry Center is one of the few places in the state that has it. Laser can also fix most cavities without a local anesthetic or shot. Learn about their services and get testimonials at AdvancedDentistryCenter.com. Located at 13 Mile and Telegraph. That's AdvancedDentistryCenter.com. Or call 248-594-9592. That's 248-594-9592. Advanced Dentistry Center is a general practice who provides the most up-to-date treatments to help you look and feel your best.
Have a First Communion or a confirmation coming up in your family or circle of friends? Our Lady of Grace bookstore has a beautiful selection of gifts to help them celebrate these special sacraments and strengthen their life in Christ. And don't forget the graduates on your list. Choose from inspirational books, videos, jewelry, and a new selection of contemporary Christian music CDs. We're located in Ann Arbor at US 23 and M14 inside Domino's Farms Office Park at Lobby C. Visit us at OurLadyOfGraceBookstore.com or Facebook for hours and directions.
This is Father Bob Spezia. Over nearly 20 years as a priest, I've seen kids go astray whose parents have taken them to Mass, taught them the faith, and even schooled them at home. As parents, we have to do everything we can to help our kids also open their hearts to the Lord. At Camp Santa Maria up north in Gaylord, your children and grandchildren will be encouraged to do this by camp counselors from Sacred Heart Seminary and Franciscan University. At the same time, they'll have loads of fun. Visit our website at campsantamaria.org.
There's some good music to get you up and going this morning on a Monday morning. Good morning. My name is Christine Schicker. I am with EWTN, and I am filling in this morning for a still ailing Teresa Tomeo, who is suffering from laryngitis. So all of Teresa's family and friends, let's keep her in our prayers and our thoughts that she would recover soon, that the Lord would heal her, and she would be back with us all very, very soon. Joining me now is Pastor LaVon Ewell. He is the pastor of the Bible Church in Ypsilanti, Michigan, as well as the National Director for the National Black Pro-Life Congress. Pastor Ewell participated in the only all-black Operation Rescue sit-in in the history of the movement. It took place in Lansing, Michigan in the early 1990s. Pastor Ewell has worked with Barbara Listing and the Right to Life of Michigan for over 15 years, and he has been a keynote speaker for the Right to Life of Michigan auxiliaries throughout Michigan. Pastor Ewell, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
It's my pleasure. God bless you.
God bless you, too, and God bless you especially because I know that you're in Chicago, so you are up an extra hour early to be with us this morning.
Yes, but hey, the cause is more than worth it.
Amen.
Just a little correction right quickly. Over 30 years we've been in the pro-life movement.
Thank you, Pastor. Over 30 years. That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, Pastor, I understand that you are going to be doing something very unique and important on May 3rd at Cobble Hall in downtown Detroit.
One of the most devastating, if not the most devastating, attack the black community has ever experienced is abortion.
Right.
Slavery is pale in comparison to the devastating consequences of abortion. And as many individuals know, one of the spokes groups for the black community is the NAACP.
Right.
And the NAACP has been very, very mute and quiet on the issue of abortion. And it is most certainly appalling because of the devastation that effects abortion has had on the black community. So we've been trying to appeal to the NAACP in many ways. Dr. Alveda King, Dr. Martin Luther King's niece, has appealed to them from the inside of the organization. We've had pastors around the country who tried to just get them to acknowledge this great atrocity in our community. Because they've been so reluctant to do it, I've asked my pro-life friends to join with me, and I believe this is the fifth, sixth, or seventh time we've gone to Cobble Hall for their Freedom Fund dinner. The NAACP has an annual dinner, which they bill as one of the largest sit-down dinners in America during the course of any year.
Right.
A number of us have gone and taken signs and just a very peaceful protest trying to say to the NAACP, all people matter, because that's our theme this year. All
Amen.
People matter. And the consequences not only of the loss of 1 to 2/3 of our race over the last 40 years with 17 million deaths, but also the consequences on the lives of many black young women and men. There's naturally a very devastating telltale effect from abortion. And I believe we see this acted out so often in other negative aspects of our community with the violence and the crime. So
right.
Our friends come with us every year across culture, my right-to-life friends. Matter of fact, Dr. Monica Miller started years ago, shared with me how we need to speak to this issue. So Dr. Monica Miller and so many other my right-to-life friends have joined me every year down at Cobble. And we'll be there this May 3rd, rain or shine, at 3 p.m. If individuals want to get there a little earlier, that's fine. But 3 to about 5:30, and taking the message of life and employing the NAACP to hear the baby's cry.
You know, Pastor Ewell, why do you think the NAACP has been so quiet on the issue of abortion? And it really is true that, unfortunately, so many beautiful black babies are being aborted. Why is the NAACP so quiet on this tragedy?
It's regrettably, it's purely and simply a political matter. You know, I know that the NAACP states that they are nonpartisan, but in actuality, if it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, walks like a duck. They are most certainly extremely, extremely pro Democratic Party, and as you know, the Democratic Party has a pro-life agenda. And so because of that political affiliation, for instance, their speaker this year is going to be Vice President Biden.
I was just going to share that same information, right? The Vice President will be the speaker at this year's dinner.
Yes, and as I've said, because of the political realities, they have most certainly shied away from, not shied, they just totally ignored, I mean, some very intense cries from some of my fellow pro-lifers around the country who have appealed to them, as I've said personally, but it is political investment. I've candidly said for a handful of barley and a piece of bread, they have sold the life of their people to death, and that's why we can't relent in trying to pierce their iron curtain of resistance when it comes to, hey, let's open up the dialogue, let's have honest discussion and fight for your babies, NAACP.
Right, exactly. Now, Pastor Ewell, will there be talks? I know you're leading sort of a demonstration. Will it be a demonstration, or are you having sort of a counter event, you know, rather than inviting people to the dinner, inviting them to your event? Is it going to be
exactly
a protest? Is it going to be a demonstration? What's it going to be?
Well, it's a peaceful demonstration.
Okay.
We're out there with our signs, and as I said, our theme this year will be All Life Matters.
Right.
As you know, because of some of the situations we've had in the black community in the last couple of years, they coined the theme Black Life Matters.
So right.
We're saying All Life Matters, and we ask our friends to come, and we're across the street. Police and I cooperate. They come over every year and say, okay, just as long as you're peaceful, which we are. This is not... We're not for confrontation, but to send a message. We're demonstrating for life. We're demonstrating and crying out. And we ask all of our friends to come and join us. My friends are there at Christ the King. Some of our friends at Christ the King Catholic Church
mm-hmm.
have been supportive of us every year that we've been involved in the situation and others. So we're coming, and we pass out a little literature to those who will accept it. We also take the pictures that show the graphic effects of abortion, because we think this is serious enough and it's going on long enough, and America needs to see what they're doing to their babies. So,
absolutely. Absolutely. We are talking with Pastor LaVon Ewell, who is going to be across from Cobble Hall on May 3rd with a demonstration in support of black lives and of all lives. All people matter is the theme of this year's demonstration. We're going to be right back with Pastor Ewell to find out a little bit more information about the event going on May 3rd. Stay with us. I'm Christine Schicker with EWTN, sitting in for Teresa Tamio. We'll be right back with more discussion with Pastor LaVon Ewell.
Hello, I'm Al Cresta. What is it about modern pop culture that makes it so difficult to detect the superficial? Well-crafted images, overblown advertisements, perpetual entertainment, and cool corporate brands all promise us the impossible and the contradictory, and they form within us extravagant expectations of what life holds for us. Every woman should be an airbrushed supermodel, and every man should get himself at least one. In this digital age, we can surround ourselves with the products, the politics, the news, the music, and the programming we like and avoid dealing with everything else. We may say we revere God, but we are just as likely to try to be God with the flick of the remote. Teresa, Tommy, and I tackle the problem in our upcoming conference, What in the World is Real? Detecting the Superficial in Today's World. The conference is on Saturday, May 9th, from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Ford Motor Company Conference and Events Center in Dearborn. Go to AveMariaRadio.net and learn more. Hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Reno Frazetta, and I've been serving people here in Metro Detroit for over 20 years. Are you over 50 and thinking about retiring? Here's a smart money tip.
Did you know that there are a few different strategies for electing Social Security that can make a big difference in your overall benefits for you and your spouse? For informative literature or for a free software analysis, give me a call at 888-255-1831. That's 888-255-1831. Or visit securemyfunds.com.
Hi, I'm Peggy Stanton, and I'm inviting you to join me on Power from the Pews when I interview the people who are engaged in remarkable ministries that are making a real difference in their parishes and the world. That's this Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. on Ave Maria Radio.
Welcome back to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio. Teresa is unfortunately still sick today. I am Christine Schicker with EWTN filling in for Teresa. And joining me on the phone from Chicago is Pastor LaVon Ewell. Pastor, thank you again so much for joining me early this morning to talk about the upcoming demonstration on May 3rd.
It's my pleasure. Right along with the happening that we're having at Cobalt Hall on May 3rd, there's another significant happening that's aimed at trying to involve the black community in the pro-life movement, and that's Michigan Rights to Life is having their annual People of Life series, and that's going to be this Thursday, the 30th, at the Detroit Boat Club. As you stated in our introduction, we've worked with Barb Listing and the Right to Life of Michigan for over 30 years,
right,
more than I've been worked in this movement. And one of their outreach efforts in reference to the black community is the Life of the People series,
okay,
where we're trying to alert the people. So this is happening this week, as well as our demonstration that we'll be holding here at May 3rd there in front of Cobalt Hall.
Okay. You know, I was reading a little bit about this this upcoming dinner that you are going to be kind of demonstrating against, and they serve about 10,000 guests, which is an amazing amount of people to turn out for such an event from the NAACP. How many people, Pastor, in past years have attended these demonstrations that you've been a part of?
I'm so glad you brought up that question. There again, I call them Propaganda Incorporated, for the exception of places like Ave Maria. But that is just such a terribly distortion of fact. We have been doing this demonstration for, it might be 7 or 8 years. I know the only time they ever even came within distance of 10,000 was when Bill Clinton was their speaker.
Oh, boy.
And they had, traffic was blocked from blocks and blocks. I'm saying, last year, two or three of the local channels would not be co-conspirator with this 10,000 people misrepresentation. And they're going to have the thousands. They might have 3,000 or 4,000.
Okay. Pastor, where can people go to find more information about the demonstration? We only have about 30 seconds left.
Yeah, it's posted on our website, joshuastrail.org.
Joshuastrail.org. Okay.
There's the time and place is posted, because this is at Washington and Jefferson, Washington in Detroit, Michigan.
Okay.
Again, thanks for the privilege of sharing.
Pastor Ewell, thank you so much for joining us. We hope that so many people will join you on May 3rd. I'm Christine Schicker with EWTN, sitting in for Teresa Tamio. We'll be right back.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
Catholic Connection is brought to you in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com, your national and local online business directory, connecting Christian business professionals with Catholic consumers. Advertisers have taken a stand to support Christian family values in the marketplace. It's important to support businesses that embrace life and promote the gospel of Christ. And at CatholicBusinessPages.com, business professionals have taken that stand. CatholicBusinessPages.com, a great place to get connected.
The stock market.
The world economy.
Interest rates.
Political change.
In a world full of uncertainty, you can find comfort that your investments are in line with your moral beliefs by investing with the Ave Maria Mutual Funds. Long-term investors should consider investing in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. Call toll-free 1-866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
The advisor invests in securities only if they meet the fund's investment and religious requirements, and as such, the return may be lower or higher than if the advisor made decisions based solely on the investment considerations. The fund's method of security selection may or may not be successful, and the fund may underperform or outperform the stock market as a whole. All mutual funds are subject to market risk, including possible loss of principal. For a prospectus which includes objectives, risks, fees, charges, expenses, and other information that should be read and considered carefully before investing, call 1-866-